Welcome to the Utah House of Representatives podcast. My name is Harry Hansen, and I'll be your host. Thank you for joining me for the third episode of the Utah House of Representatives podcast. You all know them and love them, but do you love them too much? On today's podcast, we are talking about our beautiful state parks and whether or not we are loving them to death. Additionally, we will talk about how our state parks have been impacted by COVID-19 and what some plans are to address the issues that have been created by this pandemic. Now, this will be a two-part series podcast. Today, we will discuss our state parks and their current conditions. And next week, we will have an episode going over some of the amazing things that are in the works to keep our state parks the best places in the nation to visit. Let's now go over why our state parks are so amazing and what they do for the citizens of the state. We need to remember, however, that our state parks were not created by accident. There is a lot of work that goes into keeping these parks up and running. Currently, we are at a breaking point where some innovative ideas and decisions need to be made to keep them going for years into the future. Let's now discuss this issue in depth, along with how COVID-19 has exacerbated some of these problems that our state parks are currently facing. Utah is home to some beautiful and diverse landscapes. In fact, you will be hard-pressed to find anywhere in the world that has such world-class recreation during every season. From the incredible Red Rocks in the south of the state to the majesty of the Uinta Mountains in the north, Utah has something for everyone. In total, Utah has nearly 50 state parks spread throughout every corner of the state. They provide camping, fishing, hiking, boating, and many more activities. Most of these sites are easily accessible and provide Utahns days to weeks of entertainment. Such activities have a strong positive impact on mental health, quality of life, and provide social opportunities that otherwise would be non-existent. Our state parks are more than just valuable to our state and our citizens. They are the backbone of who we are. Unfortunately, though, there is a weak spot with our state parks that threatens the quality of experience that visitors face. Many of our state parks were established decades ago, and though we continue to visit and love these incredible spots, they are getting worn out. We have reached a breaking point with the amount of traffic that goes through these parks each year. Every year, Utah sees an increase in traffic to our state parks. And what may be surprising to hear is that even this year, with social distancing practices in place and capacity limit decreases, Utah is seeing even more traffic than ever before. For example, Sand Hollow State Park is operating at a 75% capacity to ensure proper social distancing practices can be followed. However, this state park, along with many others across the state, is seeing more weekday traffic than ever before. This year, the season also started a bit earlier than usual, mostly because people were itching to get out of their houses because of COVID-19 restrictions elsewhere. This trend is continuing, and though it is a great problem to have, it also means more people are using the infrastructure at these parks. Why is this a problem? Well, most of these state parks were established years ago when the level of demand on them was a fraction of what it is today. For example, since the creation of some of our first state parks, Utah's population has more than tripled. Additionally, more out-of-state travelers are visiting our parks because, well, the secret is out. Utah is one of the best places in the world to play. With additional demand, the infrastructure of our state parks have taken a toll, and it doesn't help that much of the infrastructure has seen little to no upgrades since they were first created. Things like sewer and water lines, electrical, and roads are in serious need of upgrades. No one ever likes to fund these things because it's kind of an out of our sight, out of our mind kind of thing. But we have put off these upgrades long enough. There are other issues as well. For example, Wasatch Mountain State Park was one of the first state parks established in Utah. The camping sites are so dated that today's trucks and RVs cannot fit because the campsites were created at a time when vehicles and camping trailers were much smaller. Another example is Antelope Island. It has been years since the 20-mile-long road has been updated, and for the safety of those traveling on that long stretch, from bikers to drivers, it is imperative that it be repaired. These are just a few examples of what our state parks are currently going through. And with COVID-19, these parks have seen additional demand that has an effect on the quality and availability of many of these resources. It is time for something to be done. Our state parks have been in need of additional funding for years. They have been a refuge for Utahns and have given us so much joy and many happy memories. It is now time for us to give back to our state parks. Next week, we will go over a few of the things COVID-19 has brought about and talk about some ideas that are in the works to help keep our state parks going. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. My name is Harry Hansen, and remember, tune in next week for the second half of this podcast. You won't want to miss it.